Happy New Year, Catherine.
Happy New Year. Happy New Decade.
Happy New Decade. We
2020, baby.
It has now been 20-something years since the 2000s have started.
Can you believe?
And it's only been like a solid year or so since we started this podcast.
Yeah, about a year and three, 4 months?
A year like and that? Three something.
I can't
something.
Do math. Yeah.
Yeah, what do I know? Just want to give a quick shout out. While we were gone, we had a lot of listeners this past month, which is wild because I completely forgot we had a podcast for like 2 weeks.
We're good podcasters.
We're really good at this.
Yeah, we truly are.
I will say this past month, past 30 days, we've amassed over 500 listens. People really love that Taylor Swift episode.
Have we gotten any anonymous hate mail from Swifties?
No, but we have gotten a new review from, I swear to God, this isn't real. I know it's not. From Paris Hilton 42069. I was just like, someone under the age of 19 has written this.
Do people under the age of 19, are they even aware of Paris Hilton though?
Yeah. Yeah. She's not top tier relevant, but she is relevant in some way. Like if you hear her name, you know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So big ups to Pawtucket, wherever that is. Madison, Wisconsin, New York, Atlanta. I wonder who's listening to us there. Elkridge.
What does that mean?
Nashville, Houston, and Providence, Rhode Island. As our top listeners this past month.
Oh.
Which is wild. You know, our top episode is still the Kids Bop episode.
Well, in the past year, because now it won't show us of all time. It just shows us the past year.
I mean, you know,
and now that we've been around for more than a year.
Yeah. But it's still Kids.
But it's
Kids Bop, yeah. One Hit Wonders, and New Metal.
A lot of people like the Kids Bop episode.
You know,
I think it was a great episode. Very
it was
chaotic.
So
early
much
in our days.
Yeah,
our audio was still terrible.
It was still pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
So, what has been annoying you in the new year, Catherine? I know you just began going to the gym, and for those who don't know, Catherine is like the least athletic person I know.
Okay, that's just offensive.
Because I'm not wrong. Because I was just like,
I hate the gym, but I like leave the house and get exercise. I just don't like working out.
Exactly. You're only just proving my point.
I disagree. I know way less athletic people. Fight me about it. Am I coordinated? No. I will accept that drag.
Can I catch a ball? No.
No.
Okay. Okay, fair. Because I'm trying to have like more people in my head. Like, yeah, they're probably really pretty bad athletic-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What is bothering me today? Nothing gym related is really bothering me right now. Car troubles are bothering me.
Not the
just
Jeep.
Like the price of car parts.
Yeah.
That's
you have an American
that's
car.
A hard hit right now.
You have an American
yep.
car. You should have
yeah,
you should have owned Japanese.
Okay, well, I didn't buy the car.
Yeah, I fucking know. Yeah, Japanese is always, like, way cheaper.
Yeah, well, I'm just over here suffering. It's fine. I can afford car parts with a part-time retail job. It's fine. I'm good. I'm not crying on the inside.
You don't need your car. Are those tears, Catherine, or are they sweat from you getting swole at the gym?
Both. I just go to the
They're
gym
both
so
salty.
No one can see the tears coming down my face.
It's like, man, she's she's really working out tonight. It's just like, my fucking car. Oh, shit.
It's upsetting. I haven't seen her in over a week.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's why I don't buy American. Guys, there's one lesson to take from this podcast is do not buy an American car.
I love my car. I've never had an issue with it until now.
Your car is great.
This is the first time I've ever had an issue with it that wasn't like just regular maintenance. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually the bad part, the bad shit. But speaking of bad shit, let's talk about the 2000s segue, new year.
What if I don't put the music here and just let everyone listen to, like, the awkward silence of you being proud of yourself instead? Things to consider.
Let it happen, motherfucker.
I'll do it. I have zero issue doing that. I'll do it.
Awesome.
Don't make fun of me.
So, to ring in the new year, we decided, why not we talk about the best music from Disney Channel original movies?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
This is music that came from God himself.
Decade defining.
millennia defining songs.
There you go.
So
era defining.
I have a list here that is, I would say, not in order, because I think the last three are arguable on which order they belong. But we'll just let you decide.
Oh boy.
What order these come in.
I have a very short list. Okay. So
let's start with High School Musical 2, the golf course scene.
The best.
Bet on it.
Ooh, the best. Truly iconic cinematic poetry. I don't even know where to start.
There are no words.
There are no words.
Because the song has no words. No, this is iconography. And also really great because of, like, the pizza gif that you see online when, like, he does the hand motion.
Yes.
And then, like, the pizza comes towards him.
Will anyone ever top the moment when he's, like, looking at his reflection in the mirror and then, or not in the mirror, sorry, in the water, and then, like, hits the water, breaking the reflection?
I have never seen such green grass in my life.
Yes. Well, golf courses, you know.
No, this is, like,
it's like neon.
It looks.
But do you think it was the setting, or do you think it was the color grading?
It's color grading. They literally amped up the green because they're in the desert. They're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's just green and then brown. So they have to amp it up. Because you can see, like, the color change when the camera moves closer to the sun. And so it changes.
Yeah, this is true.
And what's amazing about this whole scene is that he's in the golf course and he ends up in the rocks immediately. Yeah. And I'm just like, how did Zac Efron arrive there?
It's from the passion of that's coming out of him through song.
Does a passion make a human fast travel? Like in a video game?
Yes, it does. Don't question Zac Efron's, like, his technique.
And
he clearly knows what he's doing.
And what's amazing about this is that I cannot imagine anyone else doing this. And I also can't imagine anyone wearing that much makeup on their face. Whoever did this to him should be shot. He is very caked up.
Yeah, it's true. Can you imagine how hot he was in the desert wearing, like, long pants, that polo shirt, all that makeup, and then having to, like,
I'm really positive,
like, flail around, like, thrashing and passion.
Multiple times.
Yes, multiple times.
I'm very certain that they flagged the entire thing, because you can tell they shot during the day, but they put a big flag behind, right in front of the sun.
Absolutely.
Just to get enough shade.
I love that this is becoming like a film analysis.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. Let's talk like we don't know.
We're so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Not why we're here.
But this is last on the list, but I don't think it is. But yes, that reflection scene, like that moment, you really can't beat that.
No, it's true. It's true and you should say it. It's true and you should say
this
it.
This is like Lion King vibes when he looks into the reflection in the pool of water.
Yes, but the Mufasa reflection is, like, so much work, like, poorly done.
This would have been amazing if Zac Efron looked into the pool and Mufasa just popped up.
Oh my god, that would have been so great. And, like, it's Disney, so, like, they could have done it.
What if Zac Efron had played Simba?
I'll let them know for the next remake.
You let them know for the next live action remake.
Yeah, I'll do one of those things where it's like I tweet at them every day until they, like, just give in and do it.
Now you get 2% of, like, the gross domestic product of, like, their movie.
And honestly, I could retire. Like, I
could
retire.
Could you retire?
On, like, how much money Disney makes?
What's 2% of a billion? That's, like,
way more money than I'm making now.
Yeah, that's fair. Same,
I could retire.
Same.
I could retire. Same. I'm not saying I would retire in, like, a glorious, like, mansion with, like, unlimited money, but, like, I could retire comfortably, you know?
Same.
Like, at least middle class.
I think I'd be able to pay off my debts, buy a new car.
Yeah, like, that's really the dream, though, right?
Yeah. Speaking of the dream, this is not only the one of the very greatest DComs out there, and the title song is Soli Jam, Get a Clue. Nothing.
Wait, which one? Sorry, I zoned out for a moment.
It's called Get a Clue. It's with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. I never watched that one.
Ugh. It's very...
So go ahead, Jason. Tell me all about it.
Well, I've only seen it once, like, years ago. But it was very young Lohan, pre-Mean Girls Lohan. But after Parent Trap Lohan.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So around that age... I don't know much about it, but the song is very, it's very in its age, where it's like 2000s cheap pop rock, and it's just like, I feel like they made this out of a machine. Like, in the way they make, like, hamburger meat in, like, a McDonald's is the way they crafted this song. That's what I feel like. But it's on the list of one of the greatest, because it's not bad. It matches the vibe of the movie, the song, the era. It's like very well into its age.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are the bops from it?
That's about it. That's the song title. Oh, it's the same as the movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A better song to talk about would be Supernova Girl from Xenon.
Yeah.
What makes me laugh all the time is that they made this guy, they made a Supernova, a character in the first movie and the second movie. And I don't know if he was in the third movie, but I know he was in the second movie a little more.
Yeah. I don't remember it super well because I've only seen Xenon once.
You were a baby.
It was like, well, I've only seen it once, but it was only like 5 years ago. I didn't watch it when I was a kid. I watched it when I was in college.
I can only tell you that when you watch the video of the performance in the movie, they have instruments but aren't connected to anything.
I love that.
And there's no...
The accuracy.
And there's no microphone. It's just all like post-production lip singing.
Yeah.
But it's...
Well, it's like classical musical vibes. They're just being like less subtle.
Oh, yeah. They don't give a shit. And like...
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like... There's no choreography. You can tell he's just like vibing, complete improv. And it's like, no one's playing their instrument, but this song fucking knocks.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. I do vaguely remember that song, and it truly does.
Zoom, 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 make my heart go boom, boom.
Yeah.
My Supernova Girl.
Gamma, let me add that to my list of lyrics I'm going to get tattooed
including
on my body.
Unproblematic Raven Simone as a supporting character.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Her face and then the lyrics, like, right on my...
And that
like,
dude's hair. Right that on my dude's arm. Fucking hair, Protozoa. That dude's fucking hair is...
Yeah. What if I'll just get a whole sleeve dedicated to Xenon, I think.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Right? I think it'd be a good look.
Yeah. I think this next song speaks to more you, because I've never seen this. The song We Rock from Camp Rock.
Yes. I'm quite familiar with Camp Rock. I'm very familiar. I don't know the other ones. I mostly only know the first one, which is fine, because the others were after 2000s anyways.
Yeah.
But yes, I've seen the first one quite a few times. I did listen to a lot of Jonas Brothers back in the day. So naturally Camp Rock was a very natural progression for me, and that song, like, that movie has some real iconic hits. So what was the one you mentioned again? What's the name?
We Rock.
Yeah, so We Rock is iconic, and there's This Is Me, I'm pretty sure is what it's called. That goes like, this is real, this is me, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now.
It's kind of wild because it's...
See, that song's iconic.
I feel it. Because this is my first time hearing it. I've legit never seen Camp Rock.
See, Jason, so we're going to have to sit down someday, and I'm going to have to make you watch Camp Rock now.
Oh, my God. Just Camp Rock 1.
I love the contrast of, like, I think the last time you made me watch a movie, I watched The Square with you.
Okay, and but
now
that's
I'm
going
to go make you watch Camp Rock.
All right, that's fair, But that's a good movie.
Yeah, well, so is Camp Rock.
Okay. my favorite thing about this is it's called Camp Rock, and it's called We Rock, but this is not rock music.
No, not at all. No.
Like, I don't know. Like, I get it, but my favorite thing in watching this video is someone is moving their arms like this, like kind of punching the air with a microphone and still singing. And so ideally, if you do that, your voice will, like, go in and out, but he's still able to be heard.
See, Camp Rock.
I'm just being really, really nerdy right now.
Of course you are. Well, you are a nerd.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Camp Rock is rock in the way that kids bop are bops.
Okay.
You follow?
Yes,
you
follow? I do. Yes.
If you're a child, it checks out.
That is fair.
Yeah.
You are indeed correct, madam. So Camp Rock, I will say Camp Rock is legendary, most definitely.
Yeah.
I feel it 100%.
As far as, like, music, like, decom music from the 2000s.
And also the collaboration.
It's easily top five.
Also the whole collaboration of the Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, you know, it's... At the time, this was like a massive like fusion of like the Disney properties.
Yeah, what's that meme that it's like the most ambitious like crossover in history? Or whatever? Avengers who? Camp Rock.
It's really about Camp Rock.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see.
Well, there's a thing where Miley Cyrus like cameos in the second High School Musical movie. Did you know that?
I did not fucking know that.
When I say cameos, it's like she's essentially an extra in the scene at the very end when they're all dancing and singing together by the pool after everyone becomes friends again.
Oh. You know what?
Let me find it and send it to you.
That's not even surprising to me because it's just like they're all part of the same world at that time.
Right.
They're all properties.
Exactly. And it was just like, what, the tiniest little Easter egg, you know? Like, it wasn't supposed to be like a fame thing. It was supposed to be like an Easter egg.
Easter egg. Like she's a cameo in like in the Avengers, like Stan Lee. Oh, it's just a little Easter egg. Here's a great one that will get your childhood and your adulthood into a tizzy. We're All in This Together from High School Musical.
Exactly. Yeah. Iconic.
Because I think this was the last... I think this is the last song that they should play right before the world blows up. We're all in this together. Because we really are in this together. They should just remix this song into protest songs, into songs about world peace and all that in different kinds of genres.
I mean, honestly, this can translate. Both High School Musical movies, like, had so many, like, iconic bops in them, though.
It's
Sick
true.
To the Status Quo is a classic.
Sick to the Status Quo.
Get your head in the game. Bop to the Top will always have a special place in my heart. You know?
That's fair.
See, I when I was a youngin', I owned the deluxe box set of High School Musical 1 and 2, and it had like karaoke versions and everything.
You fucking
I also
would.
Had the deluxe CD set as well.
Oh my god, there's Miley Cyrus. Look at these color schemes.
Yeah.
Look at the color schemes. Look at those jorts.
Told you she was there. Like it's hard. It's super easy to miss.
Look
if you're
at
not
those
looking for it,
those but. Waves, those curls.
Yeah,
her hair.
There's an interview with her. There's an interview with her on set somewhere, but I haven't watched it. But I saw it when I Googled
Everyone
it, so.
Around her is in their 30s.
No yeah, one like half is... of the actors in High School Musical are in their 30s.
No, like literally, like it's just it's like no one is high school age in that particular photo. So we're all in this together, I think is really, I think that should be our theme for this year. We're all in this together.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I think that's the theme. Here's a classic. I'm not sure if you remember this one. This is called One Girl Revolution from Cadet Kelly.
Ooh, I do not remember it, but this was, I do vaguely remember Cadet Kelly.
This was a good fucking movie. This was...
Yeah, this is true.
This starred Ren from Even Stevens and Hilary Duff.
Yeah. It was an iconic movie.
And, like, they do a dance routine in, like, their, like, ROTC class or something. And it's just the wildest. like, this would not be accepted.
Seems accurate, right? Seems accurate.
Their badges would be ripped from their chests. This is not acceptable. But it's the
shit.
I just
want to go watch Cadet Kelly.
But if you can watch the video, just count how many edits there are. There's so many cuts. And you can tell, like, when they're not doing the choreography, because they cut to a wide shot and you can't see their faces.
Yeah.
So it's like my favorite thing. But it's like they're like the whole dance is like in line with like moving like a soldier, but like trying to be pop.
Right.
This is
like what
it's,
a.
It's wild.
Whoever thought we were going to have a JROTC. Musical, you know?
All I want is Ren. Christy Carlson Romano, who played Ren on Even Stevens, I want her to come back. I always thought she was an amazing actress.
I don't remember her super well, because I didn't watch a lot of Even Stevens.
I loved Even Stevens. That,
of course you did.
It was an amazing fucking show. It was like...
Yeah, I honestly didn't watch a ton of Disney shows. I did watch a lot of Hannah Montana.
Even Stevens was like G-rated Malcolm in the Middle.
Right. Yeah.
Because it kind of had the same vibes.
Yeah, because I'm always getting the two confused. Because they were both ones I didn't watch a lot of, but, like, I knew about them and, like, had watched them before.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle.
So I got them confused
underrated.
All the time because they're, yeah, because similar energy, like you said.
Very, very same energy, but it's a classic. I don't know if you know this one, because I don't know this one. More Than Me from Stuck in the Suburbs.
No, I don't know it.
Okay, we'll just skip over that, because even I don't know, but apparently Taron Killam, who's now on Saturday Night Live, was the voice and was, like, the star of this, Jordan Cahill.
All right.
Yeah, it's...
That's wild.
That dude's had a wild career.
Yeah, truly.
Here's one, and I hope Chad is listening, because this will get his hairs, flying off his head. Cinderella from the Cheetah Girls.
Was that like the straight way of saying wig?
No, I didn't think of wig. I was trying to think of like when you get like the goosebumps and like your hair stands up.
Well, you said his hair would fly right off of his head, so
I think that is the straight way.
Snatched. Exactly like the straight way of saying snatched.
His wig is snatched.
Wow.
His hairs will fly off his head. That is the grandpa way of saying wig is snatched.
Can I okay boomer you?
No.
Why not?
I'm not even old.
I don't know. You just kind of had a bit of a boomer moment.
I did have a boomer moment. God damn.
You really did.
I did.
Okay boomer.
Big. Oh, damn it. Oh my God.
I'm going to find a little recording of someone saying okay boomer somewhere, and I'm just going to like put it every time you say an opinion I don't agree with.
That's fair. No.
You just said it's fair.
No, it's not.
Because
I just let it process like a moment later. Like, no.
Do you just say that's fair every time you like aren't listening to me?
I say that's fair when I actually agree.
So you agree that I should do that?
No. In that instance, it was incorrect. I had not processed what you just said in that moment. But in the next moment, I was just like, no.
Keep making up excuses, Jason.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay, boomer.
The Cheetah Girls.
Yes, Cheetah Girls.
Classic.
I'm down with this conversation topic.
Classic.
Iconic. Not
iconic.
Just classic, but iconic. And that song is such a bop. Which song?
Cinderella, we were just talking about.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I think in theory, getting these people together, I think, was a bit of a risk, because I feel like there's no proven ground for them at the time, except for Raven.
Yeah.
So it's just like you're kind of piggybacking off, like, she's great, let's make everyone around her great too. So that energy kind of like flows through everybody.
Right.
You know?
Is that like similar to what happened with Destiny's Child with like Beyonce?
I think so, but also they weren't known. But yeah, really Beyonce was the driving force. But right, also Kelly Rowland was just as good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know?
And she's, I think, an amazing vocalist. Like Kelly Rowland still had so many hits, you know, kind of growing up.
We've discussed her before.
Oh yeah.
Underrated ladies episode.
Yes,
I think,
yes, ma'am. Kelly Rowland. Slam Dunk Defunk from Smart House. Have you ever seen Smart House?
No.
So Smart House, do you know the premise?
No.
So basically,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. So Smart House was like the first, I wouldn't say the first, but a movie about a kid and his dad move into a smart house. So the way we have smart homes now, this was like the prototype. This was like, but it did whatever, it turned on the lights for you, it warmed up your food, it did all this shit, and then it created a hologram of like the home, of like the AI of the home. It had a hologram, and so
that sounds wild.
Yeah. And so it would do shit for them, it would like talk to them, it'd be like, oh, I can heat up your laundry right now, like I can begin the wash, I can heat up the dishwasher, you know, just random shit like that around the house. Just like it can.
Does it go like Disney Black Mirror?
A little bit.
Ooh,
yeah,
fun.
A little bit.
I like that.
So okay, there's a bit where he invites his two friends, because they invited girls over, mind you, they're like 14, and yeah, so you know, they don't know anything, and also this is G-rated, and so they activate a video screen on the wall, and immediately cuts to a boy band doing a dance, and then like the three of them all of a sudden are coordinated and choreographed perfectly in their dance, and then like they dance for a bit, and then they high five each other and then talk about how the girls are coming over.
Ooh, that's weird.
This is like being a boy when you're 12 and having a and trying to have a bro moment as if you're 25. If that makes sense.
Well, that's when it's like stuff like that where it's like, okay, an adult who like doesn't remember how children work wrote this.
Exactly. And
I'm reading a book like that right now, and it's pretty awful. Like I don't even know why I'm still reading it. I was like, I decided I hated it like 200 pages ago. Yeah. But I'm still going.
I mean, that's honestly the pain of reading sometimes. You're just like, why am I watching this? And yet
it's honestly awful. It's the whole like, I'm not like other teens thing going on. They're like, I don't like it. I don't like
so
it. It's really annoying.
Here's another Xenon song from a protozoa called The Galaxy Is Ours, but from Xenon, yes. The sequel. Have you seen the sequel?
I have not. I've only ever seen the first one.
So I don't think this has the same charm as the first one. And also,
a lot of times the sequel doesn't,
it never
to
does.
Be fair.
It never does.
The exception, High School Musical 2. Better than the first one. I stand by it.
Yeah, like it doesn't have it. And also they recast Raven or some other black girl. And it's like they're trying to recreate that same kind of moment of like Supernova Girl. And once again, no one is playing their instrument. Like, nothing is hooked up to anything.
Classic.
And it's just the same kind of performance.
Yeah.
And it's also a performance and then a scene going on and then the performance again. And so it's very, it doesn't, I don't know, it just, it doesn't have the same vibe. So I don't know why it's that high up on the list when really Supernova Girl should be top 5 easily.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Like, I can agree with that.
Yeah, because everyone remembers the first movie, but how often do we talk about the second movie? You know, when she goes to Earth. So it's very different. I don't know if you know this next song from the movie Cowbells.
Nah, I never saw that one.
Called On the Ride by Ally and AJ.
I do love Ally and AJ.
They are great. But I do not know this song. I did not watch Cowbells. I cannot formulate a proper opinion on this. So this is not applicable.
Yeah.
Not applicable.
I love that we keep bringing up movies that neither of us have seen and are familiar
with. Well, also, like, there's, to me, all the DCOMs were like early 2000s, you know, mid early 2000s. But since then,
and mine's more like the mid late.
And there's always more. It's just like, yeah, at some point, I don't know. To me, they just didn't have the magic that I thought early 2000s did. This song is from a movie called Lemonade Mouth.
Yes, I'm familiar. But Lemonade Mouth wasn't 2000s, was it?
It was 2000s.
No, I think it came out like 2010 or something,
give me a sec.
Right?
Give me a sec.
Yeah. Because I would have written that one down, because I saw Lemonade Mouth.
It's, the song is called, Determinate.
Yeah, Lemonade Mouth came out 2011.
2011.
Nice try, Jason.
All right.
Nice try.
I guess we have to skip over it. Well, at least you can kind of talk about it, I think. You know, just because it's like
I can. It's been a while, but can I just talk about Hayley Kiyoko's, her performance in it and her hair? Like, that's the biggest thing I have to say about Lemonade Mouth.
Please go on.
I mean, like, her hair, while the movie did not come out in the 2000s, her hair was very, very, like, late 2000s. Like, weird fringe, like, and highlights. I love it. She actually, I think she just posted a picture of it somewhere recently on her Instagram, which was great.
Hayley Kiyoko. I have to remind myself that she was, like, a Disney star.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's how she, kind of started. So, she's come a long way.
She indeed has come a long way.
Yeah. But yeah, she definitely looks like a little baby gay in it. So
baby gay.
And I love her for it.
So here's another High School Musical classic called A Night to Remember from High School Musical 3.
Was that 2000s? Did you check the years, Jason?
No, I believe High School Musical 3 came out 2010.
Okay, because I didn't write it down because I haven't seen it. I don't care.
No,
came out 2008. Yeah, so you're good. Yeah. I just didn't write it down because I kind of don't acknowledge it as.
I only remember it because it came out during high school, and so like when High School Musical 3 came out, that was huge because it came out in theaters.
Yeah, the only song that I know from the third one, because I've never seen it and I've never like really tried to listen to any of it, is the one that's basically the third movie's version of Bet on It, where Troy is like angrily stomping around the school and it's just like extremely dramatic. So that's the only song I've ever heard, and I don't even remember how it goes.
I don't know if we know someone that said High School Musical 3 was the best one. But I know I do have a friend that thinks High School Musical 3 was the best one.
Let them know that they're trash and also incorrect.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who the fuck it was that told me that. And I was like, no, it's the second one. It's like, to me, number two was like the best one. Because it was a refined version of the first one. And it like cleaned off all the rough edges. And the music was better. But I also think they argued that the music in the third one was the best. So here's another one. I've never heard of this one. It's called The Other Me.
Oh, I've never heard of
that. I've never heard of this one until I just saw this list.
No idea what
Bring
that
in
is.
The noise. Bring in the noise. Not the.
I got nothing.
I have nothing as well. But I think this is Alison Pill. This is like young Alison Pill. And like Joey Lawrence, I think. Is that his name?
I don't know who that is. As per usual.
Joey Lawrence is one of the Lawrence brothers. Oh, wait, I have seen this movie. Jesus Christ. I was just remembering. Joey Lawrence is one of the... He's one of the Lawrence brothers. They were, like, huge on the Disney Channel for a long time.
I'd have to see a picture, I think.
I was watching the music video for it that's, like, happening right now, and it is... It can't be any more 2000s. It just looks like a weird kid going around the lunch, like the cafeteria room, trying to get everyone to dance with him.
I love that. I love that.
It's so absurd.
2000s musical vibes.
Yeah, it's wild as shit. Okay, so these last two songs. I believe the second song should be number one, and the first song should be in number two. So I'm just going to say, the second song, the song is called What Dreams Are Made Of.
Yes.
What Dreams Are Made Of by from the Lizzie McGuire movie by Hilary Duff.
Yes, I was going to bring that up if you didn't.
Because no, this was definitely up there. This
truly
was
iconic.
How can you not talk about this
also
fucking song?
Era defining.
Era defining. Yeah. Story. It. Like, really, this was like. I think when you leave high school or college, this is the song that should be fucking playing.
Yes, I agree.
What Dreams Are Fucking Made Of, because it's Hilary Duff singing to Hilary Duff and some Italian guy.
Yeah, I love that.
Enzo.
For her.
Was that his name?
I don't know. I don't remember. Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm listening to it. Sorry. This is what dreams are made of, girl. Paolo. Well, Paolo. That's his fucking name.
Paolo. Okay. I was going to say, it's less interesting for our listeners to have you just silently listening to music.
But when you listen to the song, you're just so captivated.
A concept. We do an episode where we review music, but no one gets to hear the music. It's just us. So it's us in silence and then sharing our opinion in five words or less.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very captivated by all of this. So
Dead Air, the podcast. Our alternate
you
title.
You know, that is a very good title for a podcast.
Dead Air, but like you don't hear anything. It's just dead air.
Yeah. So this song should be number one on this list, and really number one for all time. I think this is, in my opinion, the greatest song to come from a DCOM.
I don't know. I think some of the High School Musical songs are like, I'm sorry, but I think some of them are up there.
But over What Dreams Are Made Of?
I don't know if they're better, but I don't know. I have troubles making a decision, but it is, like, God tier, for sure.
It's God tier?
Yeah.
I believe.
Stop looking at your phone.
I believe
boy.
So as well.
I'm going to start texting, too.
Sorry. So, the number one song in this list, which I do not agree with, is called The Climb from the Hannah Montana movie.
Yeah, I was also going to bring that up.
Yes.
I don't agree with number one, but I think it was, like, objectively probably the most popular because it, like, made a name for itself outside of the movie.
Yes. And it was
so like
Miley
I think
Cyrus.
It's objectively it's more successful, but it's not necessarily
the
better.
Best. Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes, of course.
That's my
and
my
also
onion.
Hannah Montana was everywhere. It was like that was like the hugest show they'd ever had on the Disney Channel, I think. Because Hannah Montana was like everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they had amazing shows, but no show hit like this show.
It's true. Oh, well, it's a great show. Actually, I just saw someone on Twitter the other day who was like, I'm going to go rewatch Hannah Montana and live tweet the whole thing. And they watched like a whole season.
Oh, my God.
Just live tweeting
talk
the
about
entire
time.
Time. Yeah, right?
Talk about fucking time. Yeah, so that is it. For that list.
Wait, no. Well, for you.
For me.
Still
you
have
still
one
have
that
some.
You didn't mention.
Go ahead.
Well, there's only one that we haven't mentioned yet. The Jump In movie. Which I don't think a lot of the music on it was really good, but Push It to the Limit.
Push It to the Limit.
Exactly. Like, if you can remember how the song goes, like, you know, it's... Even though I haven't seen the movie since it basically came out, I still know that song.
Okay. I feel that. You know?
So I think that song is worth an honorary mention. It's while fair. It wasn't one of the most iconic, I do think, like, it's...
An honorary mention. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring that up. Also, you never even mentioned Hoedown Throwdown from the Hannah Montana movie. Was that not also iconic?
I am so sorry.
What if that's the real number one?
That is not the real number one, so just it's not.
Matter of opinion.
Matter of fact, like.
Matter of opinion.
Matter of fact, girl. Nah. What's another one that's honorable mention?
I Don't Dance from High School Musical 2. That's a good one, yeah.
I still think, like, Bet On It was, like, top five for me of all
time.
Well,
yeah, no, God tier. But, like, there are so many other good ones as well.
If I could buy that song on vinyl, just, like, the original, a remix version, a techno version, and then, like, the acapella and then the instrumental, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
I'd buy it.
I know, do you remember I Gotta Go My Own Way from High School Musical 2? Mm-hmm. So I know that entire part where they're, like, singing back and forth at each other. Like, I don't know enough about music theory to know, like, what that part of the song is called.
Yeah.
But I have that entire, like, duet part memorized.
I'm proud of you, man.
Like, still to this day.
I'm proud of you.
And that's just, like, where I'm at in my life.
I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your support.
Always.
It means a lot to me.
Always. It's like a trophy on your wall.
Hell yeah.
So, that is it for our DCOM episode on music from the DCOMs. So, tune in next time when we talk about Catherine's long-awaited episode of country music.
Oh my god, we're finally doing
it! Of the 2000s. Catherine will be doing all the fucking work on that episode. I'm not touching a single fucking thing.
It's going to be a mess.
This is all you, boo-boo. All you.
You are going to do stuff, though. You're going to fight me.
Yeah, I'll find something. I'll find something redeemable about the genre. It's like...
That's impressive.
I'll find something, you know. I think there's some good shit from the 2000s, country-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Like, mind you, I think a lot of 2000s country music was trash, but I also think there was some good stuff in there.
I also believe that it was the era when a lot of country music went pop and went mainstream.
Yes. Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting to discuss the genre in general.
Yes, country for the masses. So,
hell yeah.
Tune in next time. What else? Rate, review, and subscribe, because it only helps us grow. Tell your friends. Yeah. I told my friend, she's listening to us on a plane. I forgot where she's going, but she was like, I need podcasts to listen to. I'm like, why don't you listen to mine?
And she there you go.
And she was.
Did she like it, though?
She thought the Jersey Shore one was pretty funny, I think.
Okay, great.
I gave her context, like, we went to the Jersey Shore to talk about the Jersey Shore and to watch it at the Jersey Shore. And I was drunk.
You were.
I was.
I still remember when you kept falling asleep.
Dude, that was so bad.
I would be, like, talking to you, and, like, mid-sentence, you would just be out.
I just remember because it was, I kept sleeping, and then I know Jim had to sleep on the couch. Yeah. And that's where I was passed out on.
Oh, yeah, that was the night that you shoved past me to get to go use the bathroom.
I don't remember doing that, but
you
sure.
Literally, I was walking into the bathroom, and you shoved me over and then walked in so you could pee.
You gotta disrespect. Go. When you gotta go, man.
Your drunk self is extremely disrespectful.
That's me, girl.
You know, we never did the drunk episode. Well, I guess you technically did, but no one asked you to.
We have plenty of time. We have plenty of time.
That's true.
I've been pretty good about not drinking, so we'll choose a day. We'll do.
I was until a couple days ago.
Yeah. We all got fucked up, bro.
Something like that.
Got fucked up. Cool. So join us next time when we talk about pizza. Like us, review us, tell us about tell your friends about us. I almost said tell us about your friends.
Leave us a review with weird Paris Hilton related usernames.
Oh yeah,
you know,
because that's all we love.
Yeah, we love it. I don't care if it's fake, whether it's fake or real. I don't care if it's 5 stars. Ayo.
Ayo.
We just keep winning.
Awesome. Bye-bye for now.
Goodbye, our dear listeners.
Goodbye.